listening to WCNO, Palm City.
I did not believe in Jesus till I was 29. But then I was at a Bible study. I'll tell you, this is a true... Now, Jesus said, no liars will enter the kingdom of God. So if I lie to you folks, then, you know, I'm in deep trouble. Because Jesus said, the devil's a liar and the father of all lies. So one time I was standing behind this Catholic lady, and she was getting prayed for healing. And I was standing behind her to catch her. You know, sometimes like the priest will sprinkle the holy water and they'll fall down, or you're at other events, you know, born-again events, non-denomination, whatever it is. And people will fall, what they call falling in the spirit. Now, it never happened to me. I've never fallen, but a lot of people I know have. Anyway, they lose control because I guess the holiness of God takes them over, heals them. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, so I'm standing behind Amelia, who's an older lady at the time. I'm in my 30s. She's in her late 70s, maybe 80, whatever. So she's being prayed for, and she doesn't fall down. So I figure, well, she's not going to fall down in the spirit, so I walk away. She falls down and really hurts her hip. So I called her later in the week. This was a Tuesday night. She says, Loretta, don't feel bad, because, you know, if you go down in the spirit when it's the Holy Spirit, you never get to hurt. But I was feeling a little tired, so I let myself go, and I didn't know you weren't behind me anymore, you know. She says, it's not your fault. Okay, it's a week later. I'm at the same house that was holding this Bible study every Tuesday night, the Zolkies, and I'm standing behind Amelia Miller, and no, I'm not standing behind her. Someone else is standing behind her. And she yells across, remember, she hurt her hip a week earlier. She yells across the room, Rhett, come here, Rhett. I said, what's going on? She takes my fingers, because, you know, a man doesn't put his hands on a woman's hip without permission. She takes my fingers, she puts it down, and puts my finger on her, my two fingers together, on her hip. Now, you can believe me or not believe me. Sometimes I find it hard to believe myself, this really happened. I felt this buzzing going inside, and she's yelling, I'm a being healed, praise the Jesus Christ, I'm a being healed. And I felt it just like, you know, the Doubting Thomas, with my own two fingers, I felt that buzz in her hip. Now, you know, I even, for 40 years, I haven't wanted to tell that story, because I figure people are going to think either you're a liar or you're a nut. But I figured you were making a nutcase of yourself by saying the things that you're saying, and I wanted to stand up beside you, because people think, oh, she's not. He's got a fruitcake on the show. Nope. Kathleen saw these things, people coming back to life, and I'm telling you, I have felt the power of God in somebody's body, as well as other miracles. I could tell you about many of them. So it is real. This is a living God. Oh, whoa. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you know. Look at we have 18,000 varieties of butterflies. We don't even, and that doesn't include the moths. 18,000 varieties of butterflies. Can you imagine? I mean, look at the weird beings that are in the sea. You got fat fish, you got flat fish, you got skinny fish, you got fish that actually light up. They're so deep in the ocean, they're called iridescent, right? Mm-hmm. And they light up. Like they got, look, how about that eel? If you touch an electric eel, he shocks you, and the shock can be so severe on a predator that the shock electrocutes the assailant. This is an eel. You know? He says, watch out, don't come near me or I'll eel you. I just made that up.
That is funny.
But you know, I mean, think about a chameleon. You take a chameleon. I have a wood desk here, very nicely made, polished wood desk, and actually needs to be repolished in some cases. But anyway, this is a real wood. Now, you put a chameleon on here, and he'll turn brown.
Yeah.
But if you take the same chameleon and put him on my phone, which is black, he'll turn black. If you put them on a red, here's a red cap to my V8 juice. See that? Now, you put them on top. If you have red, that red, he'll turn red. How in the heck can God create something that can turn into purple or orange or blue or red? And yet they still go, I don't know if there's a God or not.
Crazy. They're the crazy ones.
I mean, you know, we're deceived. The whole thing, Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, who I had the pleasure of meeting, said, Rhett, I believe the whole purpose of our being here is to learn faith. Faith. And I do. And Bible says that without faith,
it's impossible to please God.
Yeah. So how do we please him? By having faith.
By believing.
Yeah. How are people healed? By faith. Even some people have come to somebody and they don't have enough faith. Don't let anybody ever tell you you don't have enough faith. Let's say I don't have enough faith to be healed of something. Well, I can go to somebody who has the faith, and their faith can actually be used by God through them and heal me. So, mm-hmm. you know, don't ever tell somebody that they didn't get cured because they didn't have enough faith. That mm-hmm. is a horrible, horrible, horrible thing to say. People, you know,
there is a reason that why some people don't. I'm not saying that everyone who doesn't get healed has unforgiveness in their heart. But if you harbor unforgiveness in your heart, God yep. cannot bless you with the healing. I know because I prayed for this man to be healed.
Yeah.
And the next week I went back to church and his legs were worse. And I prayed and fasted for this man and he was worse. And I said, Father God, I don't understand this. I prayed in faith. I asked, believing you would heal him. Why isn't he healed? And I heard the Lord say, until he forgives his brother George, I cannot bless his unforgiveness by healing him. So it was actually unforgiveness and hate in his heart that was blocking the healing power of God from flowing in his body. I'm not saying it's everybody has unforgiveness, but I'm saying in yep. Africa, when I prayed yep. over people, a lot of times the Holy Spirit would ask, have me ask them, is there anyone you haven't forgiven? And they would say, yeah, this one or that one. And I'd tell them the importance of being willing to forgive. You know, sometimes people are raped and they have a hard time forgiving whoever raped them, molested them, abused them, and what. But if they surrender to Jesus and then they ask God to help them to forgive, to take the anger, the unforgiveness out of their heart, if they ask for help, God will help you. If you surrender it to him, he'll take it away. But some people, their unforgiveness becomes their God. Jesus said, if you don't forgive others, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you. So some people love their unforgiveness more than they love God, well, and they refuse to surrender.
There you go. They coddle it. Oh, I'm going to have a pity party. And anybody want to come to my pity party? Oh, I'm having a pity. You know what? And you go, they're holding on. Folks, we've all done it. I've done it. We've all done it. Oh, I'm offended, and I like being offended, and I'm going to be offended because it feels cozy good to be offended. No, the fruit thereof is not good. So you have to step out and go, okay. And by the way, I'm going to tell you something. Now you're going to be responsible. You may not know this, and then maybe it's God forgives you. But he says if you take the body and blood of Jesus Christ and have unforgiveness. Now, have I probably done that? Of course. But when I go to the altar, whether I'm physically on my knees or I'm on my knees in my heart, humbled myself to God, I say, okay, here I am again. I say, I forgive everybody. He says, look at, as ye forgive, so shall ye be forgiven. They asked Jesus, how do you pray? Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, our debts, as we forgive those who've trespassed against us. If you don't forgive, God can't forgive you. So don't take the body and blood of Christ. So I get down to my knees and I go, okay, oh, that person in business, they ripped me off for $15,000. I got to forgive them. In other words, I don't have to forget. I don't have to go out to dinner with them. But I'll tell you what, I've made a policy that if anybody there came to me in need, no matter how mean they've been to me, or I figure it's not their fault. They either don't know the Lord, or sometimes I've learned being in the business for 31 years, if you get famous, like in a little area like this, there are some people that think that you think you're better. Well, I don't think I'm better, but it's in them. It's like they say, when you become very successful nationally, you lose a lot of friends. It's not because Garth Brooks was as humble as he ever was when I met him. But his friends, you know, may have said to Lucas, they think, oh, he's cocky. Now he's worth $900 million. Or they can't be around you because their jealousy is so hard and heavy. So, you know, as we forgive, so shall we be forgiven. And that's how that whole thing works. Now, Kathleen, we're about out of time today. So once again, could you tell us about hold your book up in front of your face? And we'd like to tell people how they can get a copy of your book.
Let's see if I can zero in on this.
A little move it the other way. Nope, can't see it. Pull it right in close to your face. Let the back of the book touch your nose. No, go to the middle. No, not you. You're moving. Move the book to you. Now move over the other way. Move over. We're missing half the book. You got to move. Kathleen, move.
I got to move this way.
Yeah, that's the way. Okay, now there it is. So it's the church God's way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how can they get a copy? They can. Oh, by the way, you can go to verosvoicemagazine.com and read the online issues. And studies are now showing us, by the way, more women, 50, 51, 30-year-olds, they all prefer the online version. And we are the number one online version book in Indian River County, magazine, excuse me. And so you can see the ad for her book, Church God's Way, or you can go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble and look for Kathleen Hollop. That's Kathleen with an L, Kathleen, and then H-O-L-L-O-P, H-O-L-L-O-P. And so I do want to thank you very much for coming on the show today, I appreciate it. So we got to stay on schedule, my engineer says. So, Kathleen, it's always a joy to hear the word of God come forth from your lips. And I bless you in the name of Jesus, and thank you for blessing us with your presence. Is there any final thing you'd like to say to the audience before we say goodbye today, Kathleen Hollop?
Come to Jesus, get to know him as your Savior and Lord, and your life will get so much better. Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate you, and I appreciate your ministry and your station, and I thank you for everything.
We thank you. And we look forward to seeing you this summer, perhaps, in upstate New York, right?
Yes.
All right. Yes. Say hi to your husband and also bless your son and tell him thank you very much for helping us technically get this on the air today.
I'll do that. Thank you. God bless you, Rhett, and everything you're doing.
All right.
Thank you.
And so I used to be known as the mayor of the airways, but of course the man who heads up WCNO said, Rhett, you're no longer the mayor of the airways. Jesus is the mayor of the airways.
Amen. Amen.
And I said, all right, I'm good with that, man. I'm good
with
that.
I'll give you an amen to that one,
man. Amen. 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 Have a great day. Okay, Kathleen?
You too. All Thanks, right. Rhett.
Toodle-oo, kid.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
We'd like to thank Pleens Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.
Portions of WCNO's broadcast day are underwritten by Palm Beach Ironworks, specializing in structural steel fabrication and installation. Palm Beach Ironworks also provides machine shop services, welding, press brake, shear and brake, and they work with steel, stainless steel, or aluminum. Located at 7768 Belvedere Road in West Palm Beach, Palm Beach Ironworks can be reached at 561-683-1816.
That fly by the day, or terrors that stalk in the night. Fear not the sound or the heat of the battle, fear not the flame of the fight. For there is refuge, a tower of strength, a fortress for all who will call on the name El Shaddai, El Shaddai. Our mighty sustainer, the God who provides Elohai, Lord of life, the one who delivers, a faithful defender, a shelter for all who abide in the shadow of El Shaddai. Speak a word and the sun will set still. The rivers will